Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We spoke with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein by Skype, and he says it's going to be a hot, humid day.
Temperatures this afternoon are going to get up towards or even a degree or two above 90 with the humidity. The dew point this morning standing at 70 degrees in many areas. Just the chance for a shower or thunderstorm, but it's remote. So I'd say it's a pretty good beach day, blend of clouds and sunshine.
You know, we're not alone in this humid weather, right? As it seems to be covering a good chunk of the country.
That's right. The humidity basically is all east of the Rockies. Fairly typical for July. I mean, we have to think about July in the same way you'd think about January. It's the core of the heat. January is the core of the cold. And indeed, much of the country is enduring 70 degree plus dew points. And that looks to me like it's going to continue for quite a while.
So does that mean tomorrow is more of the same or not?
Yeah, tomorrow is more of the same. We have very humid weather. Tomorrow, the difference is that we'll see more in the way of cloudiness, especially as we get to the afternoon. It's a little less hot because of the cloudiness. So mid-80s, probably staying under 90 for most of us. Winds coming in also out of the southeast, so that'll help cool coastal locations. But it's going to be so swampy, you might not even notice it. And a couple of showers and storms in the afternoon.
And tell us about this upcoming summer weekend.
So there's been a storm system to our south for a couple of days now, and actually the National Hurricane Center has been sort of monitoring it. It's off the coast of the Carolinas, will eventually move to New Jersey, and then up through and west of New England. It has a little bit of tropical characteristics to it. There's still the opportunity that it ends up being a tropical storm before it comes on shore here. It's not going to be a big deal for us. But because it's moving off towards the west, we're going to be on the right side of this tropical system. And the right side of tropical systems tends to be the less rainy. It's more showery in nature. So that's what we're going to expect here as we head for Friday night and Saturday as that storm moves up into New York State. If you're out in western New England, much heavier rain, and especially in New York State where several inches could fall, that is Saturday. So that's definitely the least favorable of the two weekend days.
All right. What's it all mean for people on the Cape and the islands this coming weekend?
So it means that Saturday especially will have the chance for showers across the area. Temperatures will be generally into the 70s to lower 80s. Not a lot of sunshine. But I don't think that, say, you're in Hyannis, Provincetown, Wellfleet, I don't think it's going to pour all day on Saturday. It's kind of just one of those days where you'll see some showers. You might even see some glimpses of sun. It will feel warm and humid and a bit breezy out of the south. But that is about it. It's not a rain from sunup to sundown sort of a day.
And looking ahead to next week, any relief from the humidity and the temperatures in the 80s approaching 90?
So temperatures next week will probably be very similar. We may get a little bit of a pullback from the humidity here on towards Monday as a frontal system comes through. So temperatures in the 80s definitely on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Average temperature this time of year is about 82 in Boston, so we'll be about 4 or 5 degrees above that average. I think the humidity remains noticeable. It remains warm at night, mid to upper 60s. Basically, the pattern continues, a couple of showers in the afternoon kind of thing. So I don't see any break. I think we're really going to have to wait until either later this month or the next month until we start seeing a return to maybe some Canadian air, some drier air moving in.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good morning.